USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
More than 18 million ballots have been cast in the country. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the Democratic presidential nominee, remains ahead in polling. The Real Clear Politics national average shows Biden with a near 9-point lead over President Trump. The president appears to be hemorrhaging on two fronts, losing support with the elderly and suburban women. The president, at a rally in Macon, Georgia last night, went after Biden and his family.
That Biden family is corrupt. It's a corrupt family. And with me and my kids, let me tell you, my kids, I'll tell you something, though, I just try to lock them up. You shouldn't lock them up.
Earlier at that same rally, Georgia Senator David Perdue mocked the name of his Democratic colleague and Biden's running mate, Kamala Harris. Democrats want an apology for that. They called it a racist dog whistle. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Employees at some tech giants, they're voters too, but where are they sending their money? USA Radio's Val Dior has a look at that.
Facebook and Twitter employees have sent more than 90% of political donations to Democrats so far in 2020. That amount includes all federal donations from Facebook and Twitter employees this year based on records available through OpenSecrets.org, a research group that tracks money in politics by the nonprofit Center for Responsive Politics. An analysis from the conservative watchdog group Media Research Center found the employees at both tech giants contributed millions in individual donations and in Political Action Committee, or PAC, donations. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Jacinda Ardern and the liberal-leaning Labour Party are cruising to re-election in New Zealand. With most of the votes counted, Ardern is well on her way to a second term as Prime Minister, and the Labour Party a clear majority in Parliament. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A joint European and Japanese spacecraft just used the planet Venus as a space break. The details from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
This critical maneuver took place Wednesday night and now continues to its final destination, orbiting Mercury within the next 5 years. Jeremy Wilkes on Good Morning Europe maps out its course.
The problem is that you need an awful lot of fuel if you want to go there directly, and they want to have an awful lot of science instruments on board, so they go the most economical route possible. They go 7 billion kilometres, they go around Venus, they go around the Earth, they go six times around Mercury before they can break into position. The reason is that you basically need to slow down, watch out for the sun, which of course has a huge amount of gravity. You can kind of fall into the sun. I'm simplifying here, but really that's the complication that they face.
The spacecraft Bepi Colombo is two spacecraft in one and will separate once in Mercury's orbit. Johannes Bangkok from the European Space Agency tells Good Morning Europe some of the challenges they're facing.
One special thing about Mercury, that it is a very fast rotating planet around the sun. And so on one hand we are braking against sun's gravity, but on the other hand we have to speed up our spacecraft that we fly together with Mercury. And when we are there, then we can put our two orbiters in the dedicated orbits to do their best for science.
The two spacecraft built in Europe and Japan will primarily survey the planet's geology, evolution, and magnetic field.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.